Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 21st day of the month of Shvat. As always, it is great to be back with all of you. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their really amazing continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan of the OU Jewish Learning Initiative on campus at UCLA in Los Angeles, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Kaplan slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Rechulim and Achinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kaplan.
Good morning from Los Angeles, and thank you so much to Rabbi Herman for inviting me back to this amazing program. I would like to paint the scene for you. It was this past summer in the early June, and Los Angeles had just reopened some of the beautiful parks and beaches here, and one of the parks had advertised that they had set up a beautiful space for people who want to get together in person in a social distance fashion with masks. They had tables out that were set 7 or 8 feet apart where friends could sit on either side, sit safely, and have some in-person contact. And just as that announcement came forth, I received a text from one of my students who I had been studying with and meeting with somewhat regularly over Zoom. And he reached out and said, "Rabbi, now that it's the summer, I have some more time. I would love the opportunity to deep dive into a discussion with you about the Talmud." And I said, "How perfect. The parks have just opened. Let's set a time for next Tuesday at 2 p.m. so we can get together and study some Talmud together." I went into my library excited. It'll be my first in-person meeting for a while. I thought, which Talmud should I teach him? And I thought about it. And I finally came to a decision. I picked a certain chapter in Masechet Brachot, Tractate Blessings, and we'd study a certain page. And for the few days leading up to the meeting, I thought, what questions might he ask? How would he want to approach this? What are some things he would love to understand deeper about this piece of Talmud? And I prepared, and as we planned, on Tuesday at 2, we met at this beautiful park in Los Angeles area, and we sat corporately across the table, 7 feet apart, with masks on, and we were excited to engage in some study of the Talmud. I opened up the page, and I asked him what he liked to read, or should I read? So he said, "Rabbi, you go first. You read today." So I said, "No problem." And I started to read, and we translated, and I started giving some interpretation, some understanding. Before I could even finish my first sentence, he said, "Rabbi, can we please shut the Talmud?" I was like, "Sure, okay." So I closed the Gemara, and he said, "The honest truth is that yes, I would like to study, but I have so much on my mind. It's been a long time since I've had an opportunity to sit with somebody across face to face, and I have things I would like to talk to you about. I'd love to talk to you about something going on in my house." I said, "No problem, of course, let's do it, let's discuss." So we discussed for 20 minutes, and we came to some resolutions, and then we opened back the Talmud, and we started the second line, and again, the same thing happened. He said, "Rabbi, I'd love to continue, but I have something else to discuss with you." And sure enough, the hour went by, and we barely even scratched the surface. And it was amazing, a meaningful conversation, and a wonderful opportunity. And of course, we kept up, and we eventually did learn some of that Talmud. But something was really striking with me about that conversation. It's actually something that reminded me of this week's Torah portion. In Exodus, that we're in the chapters 18 that we're going to read this week in the synagogue, Moses' father-in-law comes to see Moses. And he sees Moses in chapter 18, verse 13, judging the people. And then he points out to Moses, "You're taking lots of time. You're spending all day. You're tarrying. The people are taking them so much time to hear judgment. You're just spending your whole day. Why don't you think of a different system?" Before Moses engages in his understanding of what his father-in-law was asking, Moses says something very powerful. He says, actually, they come to seek God. They are coming, even though just a verse earlier, Moses said, they're coming for judgment. This time, Moses switches the language. He says, they come to seek God. And on that very line, Nachmanides, the great commentary, says, what does that mean when they say they come to inquire God? I thought they were coming to hear judgment. So Nachmanides says, actually, no. That is true that they do hear judgment. But before they get to the judgment, when they go to Moses, they have so many things to talk to him about. First, they ask him to pray for the people who are ill in their community. Then they want to know if they've lost an object, or talk to him about other issues of business. Then they ask him about general halachic questions, general legal questions. Then they talk to him about philosophy, Nachmanides goes. And finally, they can get to the judgment. So Nachmanides is teaching us an unbelievable lesson based on Moses' word, that the idea when somebody wants to reach out to you, the idea when somebody wants to speak with you, it's so important to know that the question is important to them. And it could be that's exactly what they do want to hear. But oftentimes when someone comes with a question, it's really they're opening the door. They want to have an opportunity to connect in a way with you, or they're looking to be able to unload something on their mind, and they're looking to share something deeply important with them. And I think for all of us, this is a great chizuk, especially at this time where, although in-person meetings are much harder to come by, what we do have is unbelievable calls like this one, WhatsApp groups, chats, Zooms. We should all be inspired by this words of Nachmanides, that when somebody's reaching out to us, it's a great opportunity for us to answer their call and to understand that it's not just that they're asking for a recipe. It's not just that they want the recipe. They're looking for someone to schmooze with. They're looking for a friendship. They're looking for someone to joke with. So may we all take this chizuk and be able to provide for our friends, our families, our communities, the much-needed strength that they need when they come seek us to talk about whatever's on their mind and have an opportunity to become open up and become even closer with God. Now, we will read the Psalms, the daily Psalms. We'll start with Psalm 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echdor, Binodesh hayar biteni, Amei minuchot yinalini, Nafshir shovev yanchini, V'malei tzedek l'man shemo, Gam ki elech begeit hamavet, Lo yirara ki atay madi, shiftecha mishantecha hema yinachmuni. Haroch lefanay shulchan neged torai, dishanta l'shem en roshi koti rivaya. Achto v'chesed yirifuni ko yumei chayai, v'shach yirid adonai liorech yamim. Now we will do chapter 121. Shilam alot, etayin ayalari me'ayin yabo ezri. As we may imagine, I say, Shamayim Viarvet. Ayitem Lamadaglecha Yanum, Shomracha. Inelo Yanum, the Lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomracha, Zaitilcha, Yadiminacha. Yomama Shemer, Toyakeka, Bayareya, Balaiva. Adonai Shmarcha Mikora, Yishmor et Navshecha. Adonai Shmarte Tachavacha, Meata, Viad Olam. We'll now recite chapter 130. Shir Amalot, Mima Makin, Karticha Adonai, Adonai Shema Vikoli, Tien Azar Vashuvo, the Kol Tachnunai, Imabono Tishmoria, Adonai, Mi Yamot, Kim Chasicha, Liman, Tivare, Kiviti Adonai, Kidana Shiv, Lidvaro, Ochalti, Mashil Adonai, Mishomrim Laboker, Shomirim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Kima Adonai Achesed, Barbei Mofidut, Tehu Yivdei Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. Now we'll make the prayer for the ill and infirmed. And I'll pause to give everyone an opportunity to say the names of those who they're praying for. Misha Berach Avotinu, Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Ushlomo, Hu Yivarech, Yarapeach HaCholim. Bavor, Shani Din Tanaka Babram, this part is Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yonim Rachim Aleihem, Lachum Dam Arutam, Lachayut Mitzam, Chayutam, Yishlach Lahem, Nehira Refuah, Shlema Minashim, Mayim, Vekol Evrehem, Vekol Gideem, Vekol Kshar, Vekol Yisrael, Refuah Tanefesh, Refuah Aguf, Ashtabal Gozan Kariv, and Omar, Amen. We now did the Achenu prayer. Achinu kol beit Yisrael, hanetunim b'tzaro shivya, ha'omdin ben bayam ben yalasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, yodin b'tzaro l'racha, mefer l'ora, mishibik v'gula, hashto bagozan kriv, v'nomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kaplan. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabbon Ish'olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Michael Chaimoff of the Bukharian Jewish Community in Jamaica Estates, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.